there was one thing you could do to lower your risk for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, cold, flus, even Alzheimer's, would you do it? New studies show there is one simple treatment that's so powerful it can do all this. Are you ready for the secret? Keep watching.
Want a powerful dose of preventative medicine? You're looking at it.
Does that feel good?
Even if you're a late bloomer, it's not too late to use exercise as a healing tool.
It feels really good right here.
I was one of those people who said, you know, why do I have to walk or run when I can drive to it?
Anna Sapuga used to hate to sweat. Now, she's running marathons.
My name's Anna Sapuga. I'm an OBGYN at Eden Medical Center.
If you need motivation to get off that couch and exercise, let me tell you about the newest research out there.
Exercise enhances the immune system, and I'm talking specifically of moderate exercise.
Every workout increases the number of T cells in your body, cells that act like self-guided missiles and destroy foreign invaders in the bloodstream.
It prevents illness, and if you're already sick, as long as you don't have a fever and you exercise, it shortens the phase of that illness.
Anna's husband Bruce says when they met, she didn't personally care for the concept of exercise. So they started with some easy hiking.
I think it takes a lot of creativity. I think you have to try to find something that's going to be social for the person, something that's going to be easy. She caught on and, you know, I could barely keep up with her after she got into it.
All throughout my medical training, I've been told that you're born with a finite number of brain cells, and if you lose them, you'll never grow new ones. Well, a study early this year showed the opposite. The thinking is that it all starts in the muscle.
When your muscles relax and contract, a chemical is released that heads straight for your brain. There, it converts stem cells to brain cells and helps form new connections that help you learn, improve your memory, and make decisions.
That was amazing. I went out and started running. More.
Anna's running partner, Trish Spencer, was diagnosed with breast cancer about 6 months ago.
Early on, I was able to diagnose the cancer, and I think it's because I'm in good shape and I am in tune with my body, so I noticed that something was different.
Scientists also believe that exercise can help prevent breast cancer by lowering the estrogen content in the bloodstream. And women who work out tend to be stronger, able to handle more aggressive cancer treatments.
I'll be having my surgery tomorrow, and I plan to start running again in 2 weeks.
So exercise can boost your brain, boost your mood, even improve your pain tolerance, and help you live longer. Consider that next time you're thinking about canceling a workout.
Whenever I'm on call and I've had a sleepless night, my antidote to that is running. It's better than caffeine. It boils down to making an appointment with yourself, where it's just you, your health, your body. I love it. It's a luxury.
Many people ask, what's the best time of day to exercise? And the experts say, whatever time works best for you. If you can do just a little bit every day, you'll open the door to the many health benefits exercise has to offer.